Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Saturday right here on the Joe Messina Show on Genesis Communication Network. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I want you part of the solution, which requires you to get informed, really. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Look, got a lot going on today's show. We got Sonya Schmidt coming up after the break. A lot of things I want to talk to her about, and I do appreciate her time as well. And then in hour two, Evan Say is going to join us. And, you know, I titled all his pieces Getting in the Mind of Evan Say It, because if you know him, you know you're never going to go down the road that you say you're going to go down when you start the show. He's got, you know, once he gets rolling, there's no stopping him. I can go make a sandwich and come back. Not that he rambles on, but he's got a lot of good stuff to discuss. He's working on a new book right now. And really, his attitude was in the conversation is, hey, when the left gets it wrong, which is almost all the time, they get it dead wrong. So we're going to be discussing that as well. And then later on, we're going to hit on a whole bunch of issues that came up this week that need a little closure, if you know what I mean. You know, we saw this coming. Well, I saw it coming. I kept talking about it. And not because I have any kind of crystal ball, but simply because you see it happening. But the House Democrats passed a bill to pay for abortions planet-wide, anywhere on the globe. And it makes absolutely no sense. We've got to the point now where we're funding murder. It's okay. And their mindset is, look, you know, there's a lot of these countries that are they're starving there. They can't take care of those kids. There's no reason for them to be having them. Since when did we get the right to call that out? So sneakily on Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 217 to 212. 5-0 difference. This is why it's so important that you get your people in to fund elective abortions in foreign country with U.S. tax. Why is my tax money? I don't even want to pay for an abortion here, let alone across the globe. It's just that we could pay. Think of this. Think of the warpedness of our representatives. We are allowed to pay to kill babies globally, but they're all up in arms when we send our military troops in to protect countries. Right? Barack Obama had to drop leaflets to make sure that he didn't kill innocent people. Maybe we should be dropping leaflets around the Planned Parenthood buildings. For about 50 years, regardless of partisan control of Congress, every appropriations bill funding the State Department foreign aid programs has included the Helms Amendment. It prevented it prevents international aid from directly paying for elective abortions. But now, pro-life Democrats have gone extinct. They don't want to say anything. They're quiet. So in 2020, House Democrats introduced the first ever bill to repeal the Helms Amendment. All but three Democrats voted to pass the bill. On Wednesday, they killed it. All right? Isn't that great? Cori Bush, AOC, Rashida Tlaib. You know, she probably passed the bill to kill Jews, too. So much she hates them. I don't know what these people are doing in Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may have endangered the Democrat majority by having her caucus vote for taxpayer-funded in foreign countries. I hope these things, these really whacked ones, we need to get control of the Senate, the House, and the presidency and put some of these bills in, right, for life. And when I say that, that means we're going to have to go one step further. We're going to have to make constitutional amendments to these things. Right? Yeah, and somebody's talking about it in the chat room. I was talking about this the other night. Scientists or NASA is now trying to say that somehow the moon is having issues with climate change because of the Earth's climate change and pushing. Like, come on, really? Where is this science coming from? Enlighten me, please. And it doesn't get any better. Last year, a mayor's poll commissioned by the Knights of Columbus asked Americans if they supported or opposed using tax dollars to support abortion in other countries. 76% of Americans said that they opposed it. Using tax dollars to support abortion in other countries, and 21% supported it. Now, this is how the Democrats always operate, even at the local level. They don't care what you have to say. They don't care what the American populace wants. They only care what their self-righteous selves believe to be truth and right. Now, appropriation bills are still subject to a 60-vote threshold in the Senate, which means that the Republican minority can, I would hope, block final passage of any appropriations bill that lacks the Helms or Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment prevents federal Medicare money from going to elective abortions. Now, let's see if they can hold themselves. Let's see if they really are willing to fight. My God, I just had this conversation with somebody at a local level. Stop voting for almost. And you know what I mean by that. Stop voting for almost. Make sure these people are on the same page as you to a big degree. Otherwise, look at what happens. Look at the fights that we're having. Sonya Smith joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T DROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How lucky can one guy be?
Oh, come on. That is just good music, people. Joe Messina, I'm your host. This is the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and yes, she is here. I would say, what is it, how do they say that? The myth, the legend, the whatever. Sonja Schmidt joins me. She does every week.
Exactly what they say. The myth, the legend, the whatever.
Something like that. I don't know. I'm no good at all that stuff. I just want to get you on to talk about this garbage that's going on around us. That, my God, between you and Evan, I may not be able to come out of a funk today. I mean, seriously.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to help anybody tonight. So that's warning your viewer, your listeners, straight up. I have heard enough this week, and then with the articles that you sent me, and then the information that you used to open the show with, I'm just like, I'm not the one to give optimism tonight.
It's like they don't want us, you know, they don't want us to go into war in these places because we're killing innocent people. Collateral damage is not right. It's not fair. But hey, let's fund baby killing globally.
Globally. When somebody gets shot by the cops, it's time to they act like they care. You know, let's get gun control. And then on the second, on the other side of that, let's fund abortions globally. Our tax dollars, if what I'm understanding is correct,
yeah,
our tax dollars are going to go across the world to fund the murder of the most innocent among us. I don't know how far you have to go to reach evil. It's almost as if they're defying God. It's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is such a step, a leap towards evil. I can't believe there's people in that party left that are going, yeah, I'm going to sign on to that. It should only be the twisted leaders that are going forward with this, and everybody else should be taking a step back. I don't know if you have to put blinders on, close your eyes. What do you have to do to say this is okay?
Well, you have to. Okay, either you have to be a person of extremely weak character, or you have to actually believe that those aren't babies, and that a woman has a right to kill a baby no matter where it is in the process of being born. I mean, we're talking in Virginia or New York. It's post-birth abortion. It's not partial birth. It's post-birth.
Well, they don't call it killing a baby because they've changed the language so much that they believe it. I don't know if they still believe anymore with the advent of modern medicine that it's a material or a mass, they used to call it. So I don't know that they can even justify that, but they can stand on, if you can see my grandson behind me, they can stand on, you know, a woman's right, but they don't call it to murder. They call it a woman's right to choose, and I'm always finish the sentence, a woman's right to choose to murder, and then they really get bent out of shape.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because you're calling them out. They have to acknowledge.
Right. Well, and to acknowledging the truth. I'm not putting any fancy words on it. I'm like, finish the sentence.
Yeah.
But how do you... You called it just now a weakness of character. A weakness of character for me is getting up in the middle of the night and having another, you know...
ice cream cone?
Ice cream cone, a Magnum bar, whatever that's... You know, but killing a baby and the justification of your political party, that's beyond a weakness of character. You've stepped into the realm of evil.
Listen, I believe it's evil, period. But I don't know what you know, I was going to say to you, it's really funny how these people of science, the ones that push us to believe in climate change because it's settled science, right? We're supposed to believe in transgenderism. They don't call it settled science. They won't even talk about your DNA strands. And here you have a babies. Now, it was bad science back in the 70s, bad information that they had. But now they have... What are 3D and 4D images of these babies?
With the advent of modern medicine, they can't deny that anymore, so they still have to double down. They still have to double down. They go back to the feminist thing. It's a woman's right to choose, but they don't finish the sentence. And here's the thing. It's like, and I guess you got to follow the money. It's like,
yeah.
So this money that they're using to kill babies is going back to the coffers of the Democrat Party.
Yep.
The same as climate change. It's going to, you know, it's going to tank our economy. It screws with businesses. But when I was doing the research for my children's book, I have a children's book that's really old, and I really ask your audience to go read it and give it, don't read, I don't care. Just give it a good review on Amazon, because the libs went on it and trashed my ratings. But here it is. When I was doing my research for that book, what I found is that the people, the proponents of this whole global warming thing were zero population zealots, really had no spiritual, godly sense whatsoever. And for some reason, they wanted to rid the earth of human beings to keep it pristine. But then you know that they don't really want to keep it pristine. And this was, you can go back to everything they do, and it always winds up to be about power and money. This was never about keeping the earth pristine or in good shape. We all do that, you know, or we tend to. And I happen to know more people on the right who care more about the environment because they use the environment. They go hunting, they go fishing, they go camping, they go, they tend to, as I do, love the outdoors and love the natural terrain of this country.
Oh, you're right. You're so right.
But people like my liberal sister, who was telling me all about the environment, wouldn't spend a day in the environment if you paid her.
Well, this spiders, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's okay. So, I started noticing the hypocrisy a long time ago. So, you know, and I just ask your viewers, if anybody's on the fence, just kind of like watch the hypocrisy, because none of it makes sense. How do you justify killing babies, putting money towards killing babies across the globe? That means you care about this issue. That means you support this issue.
But if you saw the numbers, or if you heard me tell you what the numbers were, it was like 78% of the American populace did not want to fund abortions, you know, globally. They were just not for it. This is not what should be happening. And yet the Democrats, as I said, they know better than you. They're smarter than you are.
What's going on that they've come to a point, and I've noticed this since Biden's taken office, they couldn't care less what the American people want.
Yep.
They don't care that his approval ratings are poor. They don't care that people even across the aisle are saying, there's something fishy going on with that election. They don't care. They're moving ahead with their agenda, and I'm not quite sure what's emboldening them, if it's because, you know, by
the... They've got the DOJ behind them. They have so many of these groups behind them that they feel like they can't be stopped.
And so far, I'll be honest, and this is where I'm going to make your audience feel really bad, is that apparently they can't be. And I know people right now who are hanging on to their jobs. They don't know what's going to happen even by next week, because out here in California, where masks are mandated indoors, but we have a feeling, the more people I talk to, the more I hear that we all have a feeling that this is getting ready to go back into hyper speed.
United Airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with TripAmigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call TripAmigo now and mention the travel code AMIGO and save even more. Call TripAmigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Internal documents from the CDC show dangers are emerging from the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Evidence shows it's as contagious as chickenpox and may be more dangerous than other versions. Dr. Michael Ryan is with the World Health Organization.
We are fighting the same virus, but a virus that's become fitter and better adapted to transmitting amongst us. That's the change.
Ryan says this is a fight that can be won.
Vaccines and all of the other measures still remain hugely effective if applied in a comprehensive, fair, equitable, and rapid manner.
CDC documents that were obtained by the Washington Post are recommending masks for everyone, and requiring vaccine for doctors and other health workers are among the measures that are being considered. In the CDC guidance heading, it said, "The war has changed." This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Is it dead? Oh, no. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. Sonya Schmidt joins me. Kick off the weekend. We can get some poppers. You know those old fashioned poppers you pulled and streamers went everywhere?
Oh my gosh.
Come on. You remember, Joe. Don't play games with me.
Way before my time. I am happy to be on the show today with what you mentioned. Evan Sayin's coming on, and I haven't talked to him in a very long time. So please say hello to me.
He done moved to Texas. Now think about that.
He went to Texas.
A Jew from the Bronx moving to Texas.
Love it.
Can you imagine? I've never heard a New York Jewish Texas accent. So this time
he doesn't have one. He sounds very much like a New York Jew.
But
with a
cowboy
hat, probably. I'm sure he does. But he's got a wonderful story about being a 9/11, turning into a Republican or conservative after 9/11. So that's,
there are so many Hollywood people that have a story like that, and I think when they saw truly what the left was all about after that, it turned their stomachs, didn't it?
They got awakened. We ain't woke. We saw it. Now, my transformation happened before then. I still had a little liberal in me, and I'll be honest with you, and this shocks me, but I'm going to be transparent here, is that I even thought and said, maybe out loud, what did we do? And when I said that out loud, I was like,
whoa.
Wait, yeah, exactly. Caused me to open my eyes. Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Who said that? I knew that was training from my old, liberalism. And
wow.
God forbid you say anything in Hollywood that makes you remotely sound like you aren't a part of their team. Because they're ugly. They're vicious. You lose your job.
No, they are. I've read so many stories around that. They are. Hey, but there was a good thing that came out of this pandemic/distance learning. I don't know if you knew this, but homeschooling surged across the country, and I don't mean a little bit. I mean, it surged a lot. And there were millions and millions of kids. But you know what the biggest surge was? You ready for this one? I bet you never guessed this one. You know what group the biggest surge was around?
Black kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
Black community.
I didn't know that because I'm black.
There you go.
Soft bigotry of low expectations. No. I am very, very concerned, and I started to research this when they started to put in the sexual education agenda. And I knew that parents in the community, as they like to call it, were not hearing about what they're doing. But I think that black people, when Trump came around and it just keeps continuing, this homeschooling has awakened us. And because of the pandemic, we had schooling in our living room so we could hear the quality of our teachers, the quality of their schools, what they were teaching. And I honestly miss that. I know that it's great for the kids to have, you know, to be social.
Some interaction.
Yeah. For them. But I wish that they would do cameras in the classroom because it was wonderful to be able to hear what was going on in the classroom and the spirit in which they were giving it. Luckily, we had wonderful teachers.
Yeah.
But you never know.
The numbers, before COVID hit, black households made up only 3.3% of the homeschooling community. They now account for well above 16% of the homeschooling community. I think it's wonderful, too. I really do.
And we can all parents. I thought I couldn't do this myself, and I remember when.
I remember.
Yeah, it was like.
You did a wonderful job.
I enjoy it. I'm a teacher by nature, so I don't have a problem with it. But on a daily basis, I don't even know that I could take care of a pet on a daily basis. So might be a bit much. But I'm glad to hear that. And I'm hoping that these are not only just black parents, but black Christian parents who are also instilling that those religious values into their children, because now you have the opportunity to talk about that without your kids going to school and having that unravel or Jesus shamed or any of that. So
you're seeing a lot of that.
Wonderful news. You know what? Quick story. My when we were doing the homeschooling during the pandemic, the teacher would come on Zoom and they do Zoom classrooms for half a day and whatever. But the assignment was to do a book report. Talk to the class on your favorite book. And my grandson's book that he chose, and I had no idea that this was his favorite book, was the Bible. And so my daughter was in the background, she was just ready, just in case they Jesus shamed him, you know? And not only did they not Jesus shamed him, the kids chimed in and went, "I love that book too, and that's my favorite book." And it was wonderful.
Good for him.
It was wonderful because we were ready. We were loaded for bear.
You were locked and loaded for them to attack that kid.
We were locked and loaded. Like, say something, man, say something. We were just like, get on with it, say something.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know, black mothers, Italian mothers, you just don't want to cross that line.
All the same Jewish mothers. They're all
Jewish.
The same.
Now, Jewish grandmothers are the number.
That's right.
I mean, they're the bear that you don't want to be near.
Something
goes sideways. But I was pleased to see that. I know it's not just the black community. It actually was widespread across the country. But my argument has always been the black community keeps voting for Democrats, and yet the inner city schools are among the worst schools in the country, and they're mostly inhabited by black and Hispanics. And I don't know when people are going to wake up and do something about it. And this has woken them up. And one of the pieces I sent you was about the, now we have racist math that we have to deal with. And, it goes right along the lines of, and this, tell me if you think this is a reach, but to me it goes right along the lines of the old Jim Crow laws where you weren't allowed to educate black people.
That's,
they were afraid.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, you nailed that. Mm-hmm.
So now we can't educate them from a math standpoint because it's too hard, it's too succinct, and it's too definite, and they can't grab definite, so we can't have that. We can't have AP English classes, which for some of you who don't know, they're the high achiever classes, because it makes black folks feel bad. Well, why would it make black folks feel bad? Are you saying they can't achieve to a high level English class? And then if you don't allow black kids to speak in Ebonics, then you're a racist because you're not allowing them to speak their language. I'm thinking, when you sew all these together and you step back a little bit, you go, are you people for real? I mean, am I off here?
No, you're not off at all. And it's a way to de-educate you know, it's a way to keep us from prospering, from being gainfully employed, from caring for ourselves. Because, you know, I watch some of these, I watch a lot of crime shows and, you know, shows where people have to go to court. I mean, even the cheesy ones, the Judge Judy's I watch. And when I see a poor person, black or white, who doesn't have command of the English, and it's generally males.
Yes.
Men yep. don't have the, women have the larger vocabularies. I don't sound like it right now, but we actually speak in more, you know, we use more words per day than any man, and we can run circles around men verbally. It may not make sense, but we're talking.
Yeah, and we're afraid of that, by the way. I want you to know that.
And you should, and rightfully so. But when I watch these court shows and I see how males just don't have a clue, they don't know what to say, they don't have command, and when they're poor, they don't have a command of the English language, they're sunk in the world. It just shows me how they're in an unsafe situation. They can't even protect themselves
yeah.
because they can't speak up for themselves. Now, why can't they speak? So if you're going to say that black people should not have command over the English language, then you're putting them in a risky, subservient position in the legal system, which the left claims is so against black people. So mm-hmm. you're not giving them a leg up in that. Certainly in education, certainly in finding jobs. So everything that they do, it sounds so wonderful, but everything they do is keeping black people, minorities, or whatever, in a hole.
Well, got a lot more to talk about when we come back from the break. And, you know, again, people, don't let them so bury you in the garbage that's going on, swirling around your head, swirling around the stuff that you don't see the bigger picture. We'll be back in a few minutes. Sonia Schmidt will be with us as well. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I don't think you could show one Marx Brothers movie today. The things that he says to women would just drive the left crazy. They'd probably burn the theater down. They'd be so upset. And I'm sure Margaret Dumont was very upset all the way to the bank with those checks every month. It's just amazing to me how that worked out. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. Sonya Smith joins me, as she does every week, to kick the party off. And then, you know what, I don't know about you. You may get off the show and get depressed, but I'm pretty excited when you're on, and it is Friday, and we get to talk about issues that I know nobody else is talking about in this fashion, and I think it's wonderful.
I go under the covers. But when you talk about, now you're in my lane when you're talking about the Marx Brothers and Margaret Dumont. Right. You know why? Yes, she made money being that, but I honestly don't think, and I never have thought, and I've been a fan of their comedy since I was a kid. I don't think she was offended by that. I think that people with a sense of humor get the joke.
Yes.
I think that's sorely lost on the left. You couldn't have Groucho doing those jokes towards Margaret this day and age in the least, but they were hysterical. And I don't think she thought, oh, I'm just going to take it and then go, no, she knew it was funny. If you don't get it, then get out. And that's the way I feel about the left right now. It's like, y'all just don't get it. So go on home and be miserable by yourself.
Think about her. I mean, many people don't know. I mean, she was trained a theater actress, a well-trained, well-educated woman. And here she is with these three schmucks for all intents and purposes.
That's right. Okay? Right.
I mean, some actors today would go, "This is so below me," kind of thing, right? And you knew she was having fun. You could tell in her face at times when she was trying to hold back the laughter.
I think so. Yeah,
good, clean fun. Well, there were some innuendos. Some you had to be a little older to
understand. Yeah, exactly. Right? Some of it was clean, and some of it I go, how did they get away with that in the 40s?
A lot of political overtones in what they were saying and doing. So it was quite interesting.
We would call it sexist today. I can see you bending over a stove, but I can't see the stove.
Oh, God, he's got so many great lines. And you're true. I mean, a lot of people would consider it sexist. And
he would be censored now. He'd be pulled from YouTube.
But you know what's funny about a lot of those old-time actors, like the Marx Brothers, you know? They pushed for to have black folks in their movies and what have you. And it wasn't in a negative way. If you read some of their books, you read some of the things that were going on in those days. Frank Sinatra and you know, some of the people we like to make fun all the way through. There are a lot of these true American actors from the past that saw this happening and said, look, we're not staying in your hotel if you don't let him stay. We're not doing this movie unless you bring them in. And we don't hear about that, do we?
No, because it would fight against the narrative. The narrative is all white people are bad. Hence, you know, the white, what is this, the racially charged math that you were talking about earlier? Now, I didn't know when I listened to that article, are we talking about dumbed down math? Are we talking about like math word problem? First of all, everything in the school district is so, you know, in terms of learning, is so convoluted. It's so stupid. I was, you know, doing math with my grandson while he was doing, you know, while he was in school and when he was doing Zoom school. And a lot of it was analysis of math. And I'm like, no, why can't he just learn what we learned? 2 + 2 = 4. Boom, you're done. You know, you learn your multiplication tables. Boom, you're done. Why do I have to analyze this whole thing? So a lot of stuff is analysis. And when I think of what racial analysis of math is this like word problems like, you know, white Jeremy has all the money, and black Jamal has to scrape by with nothing. You know, I mean, what is this exactly? Are we doing word problems that put white people in positions where they are privileged and they have everything, and black people have nothing, and they're just trying to, you know, they have nothing, and then you do subtraction, and who's the evil tyrant? It's just so unnecessary. Why can't they teach children math? And this is white or black.
Well, I was going to say that. You know, a $5 bill is a $5 bill, whether it's a white hand, a black hand, or a brown hand, right? I mean, seriously. It's amazing to me. But it seems like we've allowed them now to come in, and everything is a color issue of some kind. Everything. I was joking.
Well, in the beginning, because we didn't know, well, some of us didn't know that it was going to result in where it is now.
Right.
But I tell you, I wrote a cartoon character, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, and he was that guy. He was a black guy who was dressed kind of like a Malcolm X character, and anytime you use any phrase that might be racial, he would jump on it. But it was a comedy character. We knew that was funny, but we based it on reality, so there was a certain, there's no funny if there's not a basis of truth in it. So it was a funny character. But so we knew this was coming down the pike.
Think of all the shows you wouldn't have today from the 70s because of the attitude today. And the same shows that showed you how asinine racism was.
Couldn't do it. Even though they were showing how asinine it was, you couldn't do it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's just so sad, and the only losers are our children. But I do believe that there's a reason that they're targeting that generation, our children.
Yeah.
Once they target them, once they dumb them down, once they can't do anything in terms of speaking English, doing math, doing all the basic things that we got, loving America, they're going to have to depend on somebody. And who's going to step in and fill that void? The government.
So, I had a fellow on the show a while back, and he's written a book, actually a series of books, but one in particular, how we left our boys behind. And he said the way the academia put it was that for years this country focused on males. You got to educate males. They're the providers. They're the ones that are going to take care of the house. You didn't really have to educate the females because they were just going to have babies and clean the kitchen kind of thing, right? So there was a flip in like the 80s where now the emphasis was put on the females in school. You had to make sure they were brought up to speed, that they were well educated. And the problem was they ignored the boys. They left the boys sitting on the couch with the video games. Okay, because they'll figure it out later. And now what they've seen after, you know, 30 years of this, the boys aren't one grade level behind. They're three and a half years behind in education that the women were. Now, I want you to think about something. Look at how the women coming up and through now, the men are perceived or promoted as idiots. They can't do it on their own. The women have to take care of everything. And you, when you read some of these articles, it's almost like it was intended this way. It was laid out this way to make the male of no effect or really of no need, if you would.
I think that there is an element of knowing exactly the evil that they were doing. And then there's that element of the useful idiot who goes along with it because they actually think that they're doing some good. And nevertheless, it all boils down to doing harm. Yeah. When we could go to movies, and I would see the trailers for movies, they would go out of their way. All these movies had female, they would have girl, and these are children's movies that I'm talking about because I'd be with my grandson, but they would all have female protagonists. They were always the heroes. They were always smarter than the boy. The boy was the spunder. So it's not even the stuff that we watch as adults, but younger boys are getting this. And I was talking to a friend who happened to be a Republican, and he said, oh, I think that's great that they're showing women empowerment. I think there's a way you can show women empowerment, but not at the expense of boys, because I think when boys have seen nothing but images of girls who are taking over, who are doing, being the heroes, who are, you know, the boys are dumb, I think these boys are going to really lose their place in who they are as males, and they're going to lose the very thing that we as women, as quiet as it's kept, so, want from males, is that they are the protectors, the heroes, the protagonists, you know?
Yeah, I had pulled some papers locally in my local area because I'm telling my people, go out there, run for office local, city council, school board. So I pulled papers of an intent to look, simply look and explore what it would be like to run for city council. So the loons on the left went crazy and they went and grabbed a couple of old pieces of mine. And they were putting it up and said, look at what this guy stands for. Well, the piece that they pulled, or one of the pieces they pulled, was about men. Women need not apply. This class, this group is for men only. We need to teach our men to be leaders, to take care of their wives, to take care of their families. You know what I'm saying? I mean, traditional family as you and I know it. And they just thought that was the worst thing in the world. Why do you want to do that?
But I don't know. It's like some of them. I always use my sister as an example. But I'm going to do it again. She was 40
seconds. Go for it.
She was that liberal who just snatched the cojones off of her husband. And to the point where he turned from being a really interesting, fun guy who was talkative and engaging and helpful into a guy who would just go to social situations and read a book. He would just fade into nothing. And she turned him into a houseplant.
Wow.
But she realized it after it was all said and done. She did say that she ruined him.
Sonia, love having you on with me every week. I mean that sincerely. I know they do too. They're all talking in the chat room. God bless you. Have a great weekend, lady, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
All right, people, don't go far. I've been saying, join us after the break. And if you want to giggle or you want to get sick, because we're going to do both, we'll be back in a few minutes.